this evening. We've got one left.
Because I'm going to need help with it. So I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay, we open floor up now to old business, and it'd be case number 12069.
Case number 12069, Nan Martino is seeking a variance from the front and side yard setbacks, section 115-34 and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the end of Oakwood Court, approximately 300 feet east of the intersection of Cedarwood Drive and Oakwood Court. The 911 address was 6 Oakwood Court, Lewis. The zoning district was MR. The tax map was District 234, map 11, parcel 175.
Okay. I'll open the board for discussion, if anyone has any, in regards to this case.
What was the table for? Who tabled it?
This is the, I don't remember who tabled it.
Please, Mr. Mills tabled it.
Yeah.
It's the one that they built in this, they built it so close to the road, Diamond State Building.
Yeah.
Laid it out.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. On the cul-de-sac.
On the cul-de-sac, yep. That's it.
I mean.
The lady got, yep. Didn't realize until it was, or the lady didn't, the owner didn't. Yeah, that's the one.
I mean, I don't know where they would have otherwise put it.
Me either.
But I believe that that Diamond State Building surely knew what they were doing when they did it.
I believe that too.
And I think it's unfortunate for the property owner, but.
And she put her trust in them.
I spent $16,000.
Well, she went out there with them and measured it out. I think maybe it's where they wanted it to be.
Yeah. I think I did ask that question. She was with them. And
yeah. But didn't you raise the question, though, that they normally go out and stake it out and whatever? She said, well, I didn't on this one. I just went out there with the property on this being the built or the pole build. So I did what they wanted. And I never, so where do you?
But she's the salesman. She doesn't normally do that.
No, didn't she say she did that when you?
She did say that. She qualified herself that part of her job detail is doing that. But in this one, she let the homeowner guide her.
Do it, she said. She just went out there with her, but she said, yeah, I normally do it. But I didn't in this one. So what? You know, it's a shame. But
I mean, I don't. Where's that the best place for it to be? I think, but I think if we approve it, I think the letter should be sent.
Yeah,
to her definitely.
To Diamond State Building.
Diamond State Building.
I mean, I don't think I have no problem with it. I mean, word of stake is wrong, but I don't think they had much other place to put it. Tell you the truth, and it costs too much money to shield.
Yeah,
tear that down.
Yeah, it would be a definite hardship for the owner.
Yes.
But the Diamond State Building, they still get paid, and whether they make a mistake or not, and that's quite aggravating to put the property owner through this.
It'd be nice if they could get fined.
Exactly.
That is not in the code.
Can you change that?
I don't have that authority.
I just think it's very non-professional. On the building, on Diamond State Building.
Diamond State Building, I agree with that.
To put a property owner in that predicament.
I think a letter should be sent to them.
So,
I really do.
That's my 10 cents anyway.
Well, no, that's why I opened it up for a discussion. Is there any other discussion?
I think I said we're ready for that night.
Okay, well then if there's no further discussion needed and if the board is ready to vote on it, I'll entertain a motion.
I'm going to make a motion to approve case 12069.
Okay. Excuse me.
We discussed the uniqueness of the property. That might be the best location for the shed. It cannot otherwise be moved. So be otherwise developed. It is where it is. I'm not too sure that the issue was created by the applicant, even though testimony said that's where the applicant wanted. They hired a professional So I don't associate the location of the building with the purchaser and the property owner. We heard no testimony that it harmed the neighborhood, so it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And in this particular case, it's a minimal variance request.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second the motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mears.
But I want a letter sent to Diamond State Building.
Okay.
Is that everyone's order of motion?
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mears and a second by Ms. McGee that we approve case number 12069, and the stipulation will be that a letter be sent to the builder. Okay, all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mears?
Aye, for my reasons.
Ms. McGee?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 12069 is approved. Okay, is there any other business from Madam Secretary from the office? Anything?
I have nothing.
You have nothing?
I don't have anything, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, then open for adjournment.
I'm sorry, I do have one item.
Whoops, sorry.
Be safe driving home. There's a lot of black ice out. Just had a text from my husband. The roads are terrible, so be very careful.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that very much.
Well, good thing we moved quickly.
Yeah. Well, I tried because of that.
I'm going to send John a text.
Yeah.
What are you going to tell him?
Keeps my shit.
Yeah. He said this cold weather has been tearing him up.
He sent me a text today.
Yeah. All right. Then we're open for adjournment.
I make a motion we adjourn.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. And all opposed? Then motion the meeting's adjourned, subject to call. And again, please, I'll reiterate that. Please be safe going home.